Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
It's Blackjack Farms and Guests' annual female production sale coming up on Saturday, October the 10th, 12:30 p.m. at Blackjack Farms in Seminole, Oklahoma. The lots are being consigned by Blackjack Farms, McCarran Farms, and Pfeiffer Angus Farms and include 70 Angus and Simmental Sim-Angus lots. Sale books online at mcsauction.com or you can call sale manager Matt Sims for more information at 405-641-6081. Blackjack Farms and Guests' female production sale Saturday, October the 10th in Seminole.
Now, the cattle futures market today was surprisingly strong following an on-feed report on Friday that was thought to be pretty bearish. It actually came out here and we started off a little bit weaker, but then we finished the day rallying throughout the rest of the day. So it was a pretty bullish report. In hindsight, the on-feed number on September 1st was 104% of the previous year. And that's the highest on-feed number for September 1st that we've seen in at least 10 years. And it was 11.394 million head. The marketed number was 97%. That was right in line with what was expected here. It was 1.892 million head. And then placements were 109% at 2.057 million head. Now, that placement number seems like a really big number, but it was actually right in the line with where we've been over the last 10 years or so. So it seemed high, but last year was just low. So you've always got to look at, what happened last year at the same time. The highest year for the placements in August was back in 2011 at 2.19 million head, and this year it was 2.05. So really wasn't that big of a number, even though it did seem big. So the market was anticipating a little bit lower. We rallied back. Feeders were anywhere from $30 to $1 higher in the first couple of months. Marches and Mays were actually slightly lower. And then live cattle finished the day 50 to 60 points higher.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Express Ranch's fall bull sale is coming Monday, October 5th, 11 a.m. at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma, featuring 650 head on offer, 270 Angus bulls, 44 Hereford bulls, and a lot more. You can attend in person or see it live on SLA TV, Superior Livestock, or on liveauction.tv. Express Ranches provides genomically enhanced EPDs on their bulls. You can check out the sale catalog and sale videos for the fall bull sale at expressranches.com.
The grain market started off overnight and into the morning's open lower, but we came back throughout the day, especially in the wheat. Wheat was really strong throughout the day. Chicago was up 5 to 6. Kansas City was up about 7 cents. The corn up 2, and then soybeans down 7. The wheat is really rallying off of what's going on in Eastern Europe and Russia. They're having a hard time getting their wheat out of the ground and planted and sowed and then up. They're having some pretty dry weather over there, and that's going to make a long-term impact, I think, for the world market. And that's being reflected through the strength in the futures. Beans, kind of unimpressive here. The hedge funds keep adding to those longs, it seems like. But we've peeled back quite a bit off our highs at this point. And still some downside to go just to get back to a retracement level. November 50% retracement from the low to the high is about 957, and currently the November's at 995. So still, 40 cents to go to get there. And then corn today was up about 2 cents. The stock market's really fighting its way back after a bad week. Last week it's up 470 points right now, the December Dow Jones Futures, 27,500, probably about 1,000 or so off of the low. November crude oil futures up about 36 cents today at 406, and then the unleaded gasoline is kind of following suit up about 2 cents.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.